Well, there could be a sentence as soon as tomorrow for Larry Nassar, the man who has pled guilty to criminal sexual conduct and has been convicted on child porn charges. He's been accused by more than 100 women and has admitted to using his position as the former USA Gymnastics team doctor to sexually abuse underage girls. So far, three USA Gymnastics board members have resigned in the wake of this. Nassar was employed by Michigan State University, and there are now calls for the president of Michigan State, Lou Anna Simon, to resign. Joining us now is Kate Wells, a reporter with Michigan Radio. She's in Lansing. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Jeremy.
And you've been in court as these victims gave their testimony. More than 120 have spoken so far. What has it been like to be in that room?
I mean, Jeremy, it's unprecedented. Like, how do you describe what it's like to watch so many women and girls, because some of them are still minors, get up with their families, their moms, their dads, their husbands, and stand just a few feet away from the man who sexually abused them as children? Some of them have been carrying this for 20 years. Some of them, this happened as recently as 2016. So their experiences are all over the spectrum, but the only way to describe it is that they have been going through a living hell. There's really been no case like this before. It's unprecedented.
All right, well, let's listen to one of the youngest people who has spoken up during the sentencing. That would be 15-year-old Emma Ann Miller. We're going to play a clip, and this may be disturbing for some listeners to hear. She addressed the court yesterday saying, "When you hear about what Larry Nassar did, you're going to want to squeeze your eyes shut and grab onto something tight.
Like you are being bent over in a supply room with a 50-something-year-old creep, sliding his ungloved hand into your most intimate, sacred, private, and the best part of my story, entitled Miller versus MSU, the most uplifting, inspirational part, I know I'm not alone, and I believe this is not over. See, Your Honor, we are just getting started."
Was that typical of the testimony that you heard?
Yes, it was. These women have, and girls, because Emma Ann is 15, they have gotten up there and they have shared some of the horrific experiences of abuse that they remember. They feel like that is important for people to hear in order to understand what this case really means. And they are calling themselves an army of women. This is not just about Larry Nassar to them. This is about the entire system in the last 20 years, both at Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics, of people looking the other way, of telling adults about this for 20 years now and not being believed for 20 years.
Well, to that point, let's listen here to Larissa Boyce, another one of the victims who spoke. She was a competitive high school gymnast in the 90s and competed on Michigan State's youth team. She says she told MSU about Nassar's behavior back then, but nothing happened and the abuse continued.
I told Michigan State University back in 1997. Instead of being protected, I was humiliated, I was in trouble, and brainwashed into believing that I was the problem. This MSU employee then fed me back to you, the wolf, to continue to be devoured.
Kate, there have been calls for the president of Michigan State to resign. The famous head coach of the men's basketball team, Tom Izzo, initially came out and defended her and then had to apologize for his remarks. What might happen at Michigan State?
So we are seeing the pressure on Michigan State reach a level that we haven't seen all throughout this case until now. And this has been playing out in Michigan since the end of summer in 2016. But something about these women coming forward and being heard and not just being a number is really getting people to sit up and pay attention. And they are understanding in a real way now that you don't get to 140, 150 victims without adults looking the other way. And what we have seen at places like Michigan State is there was either these women like Larissa were not believed, or they were told they were misunderstanding a medical procedure. And we're understanding that this is just not about one bad actor. This is about a system that allowed this abuse. And there are growing calls for President Simon to resign. On Friday, the Board of Trustees came out and said, nope, we've got full support for President Simon, and we still think she's the right leader.
Now, Larry Nassar is already facing 60 years in prison for child porn charges. What else could he face in this sentencing?
So with this sentencing, he reached a plea deal. That's how we got to this particular sentencing. He has pled guilty to sexually assaulting patients under the guise of treatment. The judge is indicating that right now she plans to stick to that plea deal, which means the max he could get is 40 years. If she goes above that, if she gives him, you know, 125, like the prosecution's asking for, that gives Nassar the option of withdrawing his guilty plea and potentially putting all of these women through a long jury hearing and trial, which is something that a lot of them want to avoid. But others say, you know, slice it any way you want, 40 years is not enough for what this man did. So there is some division around that. But it looks, at least right now, like the judge will stick to 40 years max.
That's Kate Wells with Michigan Radio joining us from Lansing. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.